All right, everyone, diving into the world of Goblin's Cache today, and specifically their new compounder tool. Mm-hmm. It's creating some buzz out there, and we're going to break down why. Basically, this thing tackles a major pain point in DeFi.
Right.
That headache of compounding your LP fee. So
yeah,
let's dig in.
Yeah, a lot of DeFi platforms right now kind of leave it up to you to manually reinvest those, you know, those little bonuses you earn as you go, those fees, and it can be kind of a pain.
Yeah, for sure.
Goblin's Compounder automates that whole thing.
Okay, yeah, so yeah. For anyone listening who maybe hasn't spent too much time in DeFi, walk us through what that manual compounding process even looks like, what's actually involved.
Yeah, so imagine you're constantly having to monitor these fees that come in, yeah. And then you're having to figure out, okay, well, how much of this token do I need to swap for that token to add back into the pool? And,
right.
You know, you've got price slippage and all this kind of stuff, and it gets complicated quickly.
Right.
And then you got to worry about gas fees eating into your profits, too, so...
Yeah, it's like trying to, I don't know, juggle chainsaws while riding a unicycle or something. It's just like not user friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for people who are maybe newer to the space and don't.
Exactly. Free. Exactly. 100%. And I think
I can see why it would be intimidating.
Yeah. And even for people who, you know, are comfortable with the mechanics of it, it still takes time. It takes focus.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people, I think, end up compounding pretty infrequently, or even, you know, missing out entirely. Right.
Leaving gains on the table.
Just letting it sit there. Yeah.
Totally.
That's where I guess the Goblin's Compounder comes in and says, like, hey, we're going to automate this for you. So yeah. How does their system work?
So basically, they've got this clever system where they incentivize other users to come in and actually handle that compounding process for everybody else. So they essentially earn 1% of all the accrued fees, and that covers their gas costs.
Interesting.
And it's a clever way to ensure that compounding is happening frequently.
Right.
Which, as you know, any seasoned DeFi user will tell you, that's where the real magic of compounding returns comes in.
It's like having this team of tiny little goblins working behind the scenes to like grow your crypto for you.
Right, exactly.
I love it. And you mentioned that users have options here, so it's not like it's just one size fits all.
Absolutely, yeah. You can, you know, if you want to just kind of sit back and let the automated system do its thing, you can absolutely do that. Or if you're more hands-on, you like to... You know, you enjoy optimizing every little bit of gas. Hmm. You can actually self-compound as well. You can directly interact with the contract.
Okay. So you retain the control.
Exactly.
But if you want to just not have to think about it, you can do that too.
Precisely.
What are some of the things that people should keep in mind when they're deciding between those two options?
Yeah, I think the main thing is going to be gas fees, as always, right? Especially during times of high network traffic. You know, if you're self-compounding and you're having to pay gas every time, those fees can add up. So it's always worth kind of, you know, weighing that against, you know, the potential gains that you're getting from more frequent compounding and seeing what makes sense for you.
Gotcha. So efficiency is key, but it's not totally hands-off. You still have to keep an eye on things like gas prices. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Always good to be... You know, monitoring your LP positions, monitoring what gas is looking like, you know, and just staying informed in general. But
always a good idea.
The automation, I think, takes a lot of the heavy lifting out of it for sure.
Stepping back then, kind of bigger picture here, how do you see tools like this Goblin's Compounder, impacting DeFi long term?
Yeah, it's a fascinating question. And I think, you know, anything that simplifies what has traditionally been a fairly complex process and lowers the barrier to entry, I think, has the potential to really drive wider adoption. And I think we've seen that in a lot of different spaces. And so, you know, DeFi, it could be a real game changer in terms of making it more accessible, more user friendly, you know, for everybody.
Totally.
Not just people who are, you know, super tech savvy.
Yeah, it's like the evolution of any technology where it starts out kind of clunky, and then eventually someone figures out, all right, we can make this elegant, easy to use.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is how you get more people involved.
Absolutely. And then, you know, as more people get involved, more people are using these tools. I mean, that just leads to even more innovation. It leads to even more growth, you know, within the DeFi ecosystem as a whole. So it's definitely an exciting time to be watching it all unfold.
Really is. Really is. Well, thanks for the deep dive today. I think that was really insightful. And hopefully for anybody listening who was intimidated by this or maybe didn't quite understand it, hopefully that cleared some things up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For everyone out there, we'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks for having me.